Then forthwith call your men, and bid them take the sheep now lying there slain by the ruthless sword, and flay and burn them, and call upon the gods, on powerful Hades and on dread Persephone. While you yourself, drawing your sharp sword from your thigh, sit still, and do not let the strengthless dead approach the blood till you have made inquiry of Tiresias. Thither the seer will quickly come, O chief of men, and he will tell your course, the stages of your journey, and of your homeward way, how you may pass along the swarming sea. Even as she spoke, the gold-throned morning came. On me she put a coat and tunic for my raiment, and the nymph dressed herself in a long silvery robe, fine-spun and graceful. She bound a beautiful golden girdle round her waist, and put a veil upon her head. Then through the house I passed, and roused my men with cheering words, standing by each in turn. Sleep no more, nor drowse in pleasant slumber, but let us go, for potent Circe has at last made known the way. So I spoke, and their high hearts assented. Yet even from there I did not bring away my men in safety. There was a certain Alpinar, the youngest of them all, a man not very firm in fight nor sound of understanding, who, parted from his mates, lay down to sleep upon the magic house of Circe, seeking for coolness when overcome with wine. As his companions stirred, hearing the noise and tumult, he suddenly sprang up and quite forgot how to come down again by the long ladder, but fell headlong from the roof. His neck was broken in its socket, and his soul went down to the house of Hades. As my men mustered there, I said to them, "You think perhaps that you are going home to your own native land. But Circe has marked out for us a different journey, even to the halls of Hades and of dread Persephone, there to consult the spirit of Tiresias of Thebes." As thus I spoke, their very souls were crushed within them, and sitting down where each one was, they moaned and tore their hair, but no good came to them from their lamenting. Now, while we walked to the swift ship and to the shore in sadness, letting the big tears fall, Circe went on before, and there by the black ship tied a black ewe and ram, passing us lightly by. When a god does not will, what man can spy him moving to and fro?